welcome to another solo episode of V the People. I'm not going to lie to you. I actually am re-recording this because I started and my voice started squeaking and cracking like I'm a prepubescent boy. I'm not really sure what happened, but I decided to just start fresh. So thanks for listening. If you listened to my throwback episode with Hannah Vada Coleman last week, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I loved re-listening to it and also recording it because she's a phenomenal human and she was so open in her story and I just love her so much. So thank you, HVC. Okay. Of course, I'm going to talk about what I've been watching. I feel like my TV consumption has actually been way more chaotic than usual. I don't know if I'm a Bravo fan, a history professor, or a 2000s teen, but I feel like all of these things can exist at the same time, and here we are. First and foremost, Love Island. Even if you don't watch, I feel like this can pertain to you because I have a big gripe overall about the men and just like the rampant misogyny that's happening. And we can get into that, obviously. But I think like a great microcosm of it all is everyone being mad at our girl Kenzie for doing exactly what the show is designed for. So one of the reasons I personally have always loved Love Island, obviously it's for like just the aesthetic and the subculture that is Love Island, you know, just like the outfits, and it's such a vibe. It's so secluded, it's disconnected. I love that they don't have their phones. I love that they get to fully just focus on each other and they're learning so much about themselves. They're young. It's just like, it's such a great show. If you don't watch it, what are you doing? What are you doing? However, that said, and I've talked about it before, this cohort of kids, they're COVID babies. And I kind of had this mentality that Gen Z is very like super liberal and progressive and forward thinking. But I think there's other pockets of things happening, which is like old school misogyny coming back around. And the expectation that the women should not be exploring, but the men can be exploring. So there's this girl, Kenzie, if you don't watch, who is just like an actual peach. I feel like her intentions are always pure. She came to Love Island to find love, to test connections, to do all the things that they're meant to do. A lot of the other girls kind of like picked their man and stuck with that man and look down on her to be testing multiple connections and are kind of making her out to be, they're like slut shaming her basically is what's happening. And it's making me feel uncomfortable amongst the women, which is something I've never felt before. Like usually I'm rolling my eyes at the guys, but this season, the way that they're treating Kenzie and then the way that they're also really encouraging this one girl, Melanie, to get back with Sincere, who's been anything but his namesake. It's just making me think. And I know they're young, and sometimes what it's giving a little bit is like misery loves company. And I think some of the girls, they went in, they found their guy, they wanted to stick with it. They've been through ups and downs. Their guys have put them through the ringer. The guys have not been respectful, just overwhelmingly as a whole. And so some of the girls that have been disrespected, I feel like they are jealous that Kenzie has not tolerated it and has kind of bopped around, whereas they're encouraging one of the other girls to like basically put herself back into the position of being disrespected. It's just one of those things. I recently had this conversation about examining what you tolerate. And I think so often, and I've been in this position before, if you're tolerating a type of behavior that is putting you in a position where you feel less than, it almost would make you think that there's a part of you that believes you deserve that, or that you don't deserve better or could get better. I'm obviously not talking about, like, if you're in a long-term committed relationship and y'all have things that you're working on and tiffs that happen, like, that's just normal human behavior, of course. But I mean, especially in the very beginning when you're kind of putting your best foot forward and really trying to make sure that you're presenting your best self, if there are certain behaviors that you're overlooking, I don't know. I feel like it's such a good example of that. And so there's a lot happening. Normally for me, I guess this is like the root of it. I'm literally having like a therapy session with myself out loud right now. Normally for me, Love Island is like an escape, and it's silly and it's funny, and they're there to have a good time and have a good summer and pop off and find love and make out. And like, that's what we're there for. I think it's gotten progressively more serious and more of a reflection of where our society is, in a way that I'm like too much of a thinker for it. That's probably it. I'm just too much of a thinker. So I don't know. This, again, even if you don't watch, I feel like you can relate. But yeah, Love Island. We're almost in the home stretch. I think we're getting to family week, which is when they get surprised by their family members and their connections have been are able to meet their family, and their family's been watching the episodes and can give their outside perspective. So it'll hopefully be some good momentum. But honestly, I'm kind of ready for it to be over, which is really sad, because normally I get bummed. I get kind of attached to these people. And there might be like one or two girls that I'm like, I'll continue to follow you. But I can pretty much say all of the guys deserve to not have a platform. My personal opinion. But I'm also low-key, high-key, a man-hater. So that's what's been going on with Love Island. And I do have a very serious life update for you in regards to the next thing I'm watching. Okay. I have always said that I don't like a period piece. My wife is super into period pieces. Like, if they're wearing a gown, if the men are in top hats, if it's giving, like, you know, 1800s lore, she's in. Say less. Like, she's watching it, she's rewatching it, she's talking about it, she's reading about it, she's invested. I just never gotten into it. The one time I tried to watch Bridgerton, I was really struggling with like my second round of COVID. I don't know if you guys know this, but like, COVID got me bad. Whatever it is in my DNA does not like COVID, doesn't even respond well to the vaccines. I had COVID a couple times, and like the first two times were really, really bad, where I like couldn't open my eyes. So anyways, the one time I tried to watch Bridgerton, I was laying in bed with COVID and I was like, I'm going to try it. And now the song just actually brings back memories of death. So don't really love that one anymore. But I've just never been able to get into it. Okay. My wife, one of her comfort shows is The Gilded Age. She likes to rewatch it. I think there's another season that was just filmed. It's supposed to be coming out in the fall. Speaking of fall, I heard my first cicada yesterday, and cicadas are my favorite sound in the whole world. It just makes me feel like Sundays are coming. We have chili in the crock pot. We're about to watch an Eagles game. I'm wearing my Jalen Hurts jersey. We can open the windows. Like, I know we're summer girlies and we love summer and we love Aperol spritzes, but like, how pumped are we for the sound of cicadas and that late summer air? Let's fucking go. Okay, sorry, circling back. My wife was rewatching The Gilded Age and I was kind of just like catching little, you know, tidbits here and there. It's kind of similar to how I got her on the Bravo train. there were like a couple moments where I was like, what's going on with that character? Like, what is she referring to? She was watching the most recent season. And I think it was even maybe a week ago, I went downstairs and she had it on and she was like, here, you can change it. I just sort of had this on in the background. And I was like, oh, no, it's okay. And I was on my phone and I was watching Carrie Coon. That's really what it comes down to. Carrie Coon is magnetic. She plays ambition in a way that's just so likable. She's like conniving, but in a really, dare I say, sexy way. Pardon my language. Even in the 1880s, she's navigating her reputation, her power dynamic, her marriage, her place in the world, different clothes, same expectations to how we are in 2026. And she's able to make it relatable. I think the reason I've never been into period pieces is I'm like, I can't relate to these people. They're using words like yonder, you know, unless I'm doing a Christmas carol, I'm not saying yonder. And I just feel like it's obviously a different era. There's different things. I can't relate. I like relatable TV. Sue me. Which is weird because I also love murder docs, but that's besides the point. Gilded Age is different. It hits different. It's majority Broadway actors, my wife pointed out. So like really just trained, skilled, respectable actors. And I watched like one or two episodes with her and I was like, you know what? I'm going back. I'm watching it from season one. Who am I? I don't know. But now I guess I'm someone who, like, instead of throwing on the most horrific murder doc you've ever watched, I'm watching an episode or two of The Gilded Age and I'm going to sleep and I'm not having crazy dreams. I mean, I am, but just like in a different way. So I'm here. If you haven't watched, but you love yourself some Carrie Coon, especially her monologue at the end of White Lotus season 3 about female friendships and existential feelings of aging and justifying your life decisions, then you would love her character in The Gilded Age. And I know there's like, there's so many other characters. There's so many great actors and storylines and I'm just into it. And I'm confused. I'm confusing myself. I don't know what's going on. I've also had like quite a few friends say to me in the past week that they've been feeling really anxious and they can't pinpoint what it is. But I have this moment today when I was on my walk and it was like the past couple of days have been the first couple of days that I've actually been able to go outside and feel like I can breathe. If you are in northeastern Pennsylvania, we were in an actual heat dome, which is a term I don't love saying, last week, and you couldn't breathe. You actually could not breathe when you walked out your front door. And I think that does something to people. Like, I think we're all just recovering. I think our bodies are trying to regulate and trying to get back to a core body temperature of, you know, what's normal. And so if you've been feeling that and you're like, what's going on? Am I in a funk? Just remember that the weather, she affects us. Mother Nature is testing us. She's putting us through the ringer. She's mad at humans. We're mad at us too. We get it. And just give yourself the grace to recover physically. And it's okay. If you've been feeling that, know that there's at least like five other people that I know of that have been feeling the same way. So one other thing I've been rewatching, and I tend to do this kind of like, honestly, it's when I hear the cicadas. I really think that's what it is. But I like to put on things that I've seen a million times during the workday, just sort of as my background noise. And I've been doing that with The Hills. And it's just so good, guys. It's just classic. I mean, there's a lot of things that are very reminiscent of, you know, 2009, 2010. Actually, I think The Hills started in like 07, if I'm being honest. But very reminiscent of that time period. So if you're nostalgic like me, it's just so fun to watch. There's a lot of things that they say and do that are so, would be so unacceptable in today's world. But it also reminds you like how far we've come in a lot of that sort of inclusive language, sexism area. Although, have we come that far? It's, you know, question for another pod, another ep. But everyone looks so serious all the time. It's giving like the big handbags and the eyeliner and the club scenes and the dramatic pauses. Sheena appears in the most recent season. Sheena with her bridesmaid from her first wedding to Shay, Stacy. Stacy the bartender who Spencer Pratt was. Also, let's talk about Spencer Pratt, who just ran for mayor of LA, who you can see physically assault someone on the hills. Which, like, maybe we shouldn't elect people who have a criminal record. But that's just me. That's just me and where I'm at today. I don't know. What do you think about that? Anyways, Sheena randomly appears. It's just, like, such great classic nostalgia. And it's also something so good to put on in the background because the music is giving, like, your MySpace profile. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you're relating to this. Thank you. I don't know what I was going to say. Okay. Something we don't talk about enough. I had an experience this week where someone came to me with, you know, a problem. Sure. Like, it's a problem. This is more of like, not a professional setting, but like, we're not talking about like personal stuff. Okay. We're talking about like some organizational business things, right? Here's what I don't love. Here's a trait in people that I find to be, unnecessary when people are alarmists. Okay. I'm going to try and think of an example, something I can like equate it to. Really just, it could be anything that's like not deemed an emergency, but someone comes to you and they think it's an emergency and they want you to have the same reaction that they're having. And if you don't, they almost like put you down for it. Like, why are you not worried about this? Why are you not concerned? Why are you not taking this seriously? Whereas like, I see it as just a different approach. Like, I can see something as serious and see that it needs to be taken care of and handled, but I can also approach it in a way that's like, let's take a step back, let's get some info, let's see where we're gonna go, and let's just make sure like we're all breathing along the way and we're not somersaulting down a hill. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't really know how I could phrase it, but maybe that's something we don't talk about enough, is like reminding yourself that your emergencies aren't everyone's emergencies. Now, are there exceptions? Of course. Do you get like some really hot tea and you immediately want to voice memo your best friend, and if she doesn't have that same response, you don't feel validated? Sure. This is different. This is more like, you know, someone who's not a colleague, but like helping you with something, on a project with something. Let's say an acquaintance, someone on your outer circle, if you will. So just, you know, keep it in mind. Sometimes people want to celebrate being right more than they want to celebrate being fair. So I'm going to leave it at that. Okay. Gather more information. Be open to letting your opinion evolve as you gather said information. I feel like this is vague and like not hitting the nail on the head in the way that I want, but maybe you can apply it to something you've recently gone through. And if that's the case, great. Okay. I don't really have a good lesbian culture moment other than, I don't know if this is like lesbian culture. Actually, I feel like it is. I don't know. If you're a lesbian and you're listening, you tell me. We're on a real couch journey right now. We have a couch. My wife doesn't like the way it makes her feel, which who can argue with that? We bought a couch. That couch was delivered. We didn't like that couch. We returned that couch. We missed a pickup. So we had boxes in our living room for an extra couple of days, which really was making my wife feel not great. And so they finally picked that up yesterday. We went to Pottery Barn. We looked at other couches. We were using ChatGPT last night to see what the couches looked like in our living room. We're just on a couch journey. And I don't know if this is like true across the board for lesbians, but I do feel like we think a lot about our space, curating our space, making it reflect who we are, what season of life we're in. I don't know. Let me know. I mean, comment below. What's your vibe? Or is that similar for you? Is it just a personality thing? Are you like a straight girly out there? Listen, you're like, no, that's me. But maybe it's just like that one lesbian trait that you have. I don't know. I'll have better lesbian culture moments in the weeks to come. I'm just like very wrapped up in this couch journey. And quite honestly, I selfishly just needed to get it off my chest. So there you have it. All right. So are you watching Love Island? Am I overreacting? Is Carrie Coon one of the best actors among our time? What should I binge next? Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being on this journey with me. And I hope you are recovering from the heat. Be kind to yourself. Bye.